Welcome to Spring the Beacon with Ryan Rieger.
Today we play Lego, and Daddy helps the other guys stay home and play Lego.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Streams of Income radio show. I'm your host, Ryan Rieger, and today I just want to share with you from my heart. This podcast has been an opportunity, at least over the last several months, for me just to share my journey. I sold my business in May of 2023. Last year, sold the Amazon business, all of the related education side of that, the Legends Group, to my student, Jimmy Smith. And it's been an interesting ride, to say the least. Telling folks that I meet and they ask about what I do, it's like, okay, I sold that piece of my what I was doing. And now it's like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to be doing now? And I've been very transparent on this podcast about this journey, the ups and downs of it, the questions I've had, the just needing direction. And I want to start with a verse that jumped out at me very recently. It's in Ephesians 1:8. It's in the Passion Translation. And it says, "This superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding." And man, I need wisdom and practical understanding. And I imagine that you do too. That's just something that I need every single day. And I need the Lord's help in making decisions and clarity and direction for things and opportunities, evaluating opportunities. If you're an entrepreneur like me, you see opportunity everywhere and you don't want to, I mean, there's so many really, really, really good ideas, but you want the right idea for your business. And so I just speak this verse and believe this verse that God has given me all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. And I pray that over you. If you you're an entrepreneur and you see opportunity everywhere and you're like, where do I begin? Where do I start? I pray that you will have all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. But today I want to share with you some very practical stuff on how to just dream and how to allow the Lord to guide you, and how also just what to do when you have dreams that can't even become goals. I'll unpack this here in a second. But I want to share with you first that I wrote down very recently, and I've been sharing with you where I am in my business and the things I'm working on. I have all these little projects that seem like startup projects, and it's like none of them so far are like just totally taking off or anything. And it's been a little bit frustrating, but I know that I'm doing what God's telling me to do, or at least I've been, you know, there's been times, guys, when I'd be like, God, did I hear you right? Did I hear you right on starting this new project or trying this new thing out? And so got some really cool news recently. But let me just share with you some of the things I wrote down in my journal recently. And I'll just be very transparent with you, take you behind kind of behind the curtain on what's on my heart. And of course, if you listen to this podcast at all, you know the journey I've been on and some of the things that I've been thinking through and trying to figure out. But I wrote down just, you know, not even too long ago, last month, that I want to help people launch new businesses. And what I want you to take from this is just me in my quiet time thinking, praying, like, God, these are the things that are really on my heart. If I just get real honest with myself, this is what's on my heart. And so as I'm doing this, just think about, what is this for you? I encourage you to have a journal. Not that you have to write in it every day, because I don't. It's not like I talk about, hey, I had eggs for breakfast, and then, you know, Callan did this. And, you know, it's not like a log of every single activity in my day. For me, yes, I'll write some cool things down that happen in the day, but for the most part, it's me just digesting things and trying to put into words the things that I'm feeling in my heart, the things I'm sensing the Lord telling me. A lot of times it's a verse that jumps out at me that day. But I encourage you to write this stuff down. Like, if you can get real honest with yourself and spend some time to think about, God, what is really on my heart? What are those dreams and desires? Write those things, and then I'll tell you why. So here's just some things that I wrote down very recently. I want to help people launch new businesses. I want to incubate businesses. I want to buy businesses. I want to sell businesses. I want to advise ministries. I want to translate content. And this is in reference to the translation software that I have a team that is building. It's more of actually a translation service that we're doing for content, the AI translation service. So I want to do that. It's in my heart for to be able to translate content for people in ministry and business that want to get their message out to multiple languages. I want to give money through the Rieger Foundation. So my wife and I actually started a foundation. And it honestly, it's not like we have, you know, millions and millions of dollars to put in there. I just sensed that we were supposed to do that. And so we did. It's always been a dream of mine to have a 501c3 nonprofit that we can give money to ministries and bless ministries through that. And so that's one of my goals. Just to build that up and be able to give more. I want to speak. I want to equip kingdom business people to take the mountain of business. I believe that, you know, believers should be at the top of business. I think we should have the most excellent, most profitable, most blessed businesses. I want to equip kingdom people who want to do something cool in business to help them do that. I want to equip missionaries to expand their platform, their influence, and help some of them build businesses, the ones that are entrepreneurial. I actually think all missionaries are entrepreneurial because they're picking up their family. They're embarking on a new journey. And we're pioneering new works and going into places where a lot of us may not even want to go. And so I believe they're very entrepreneurial, but they may not be business-minded. But those that are, I want to help them build businesses because I just feel like there's a tremendous opportunity in the world to use business as mission. I want to be able to serve however the Lord needs me to. I want to travel and bless missionaries. I want to speak. I want to host conferences. I want to see kingdom needs and fill them. And so, guys, this was just me being very honest with the Lord, just writing down here, like, God, these are the things that I sense in my heart that you've put in there, those dreams and the desires that you place in my heart. And honestly, guys, I will tell you that most of these, I have no clue, at least at the time I had no clue how these would happen. I can, in my mind, think about like how I could do certain ones of these, but some of them it's like, I don't even, God, have any clue how this is going to happen or the path you're going to take me on or in the natural how I'm going to accomplish this, let alone accomplish all of these. And it's just like, God, these are my dreams and desires that I just feel like you've placed on my heart, and I lay them before you. So I encourage you to write these things down that are on your heart, and then very practically just lift them up to the Lord and say, God, these are the dreams and desires that are on my heart. I have no idea how these are going to happen. I don't even know how to set a goal for this stuff. And that's another thing. Like over this last, you know, year now, it's like I don't even know how to set goals. I was talking to a lot of people about this. And it's like with some of these new projects, you know, the goal might be just to launch it, just to start it. It's very hard to put any monetary numbers to it. And that's really odd for me. I always usually have some type of goal. I want to hit this number by the end of the year. But for this last year, it's been very hard because it's just been, I don't even know what's possible. I don't even know how to set a goal for this. So for a lot of these things that I've been working on, it's just like, I just want to try to get these launched. I want to test these things out. And that in and of itself is a goal, and that's great. But for me, I'm usually like, if I have this many number of subscribers, or I want to grow my email list by this much, and just not been a season for that for me. So it's been a different season. But I would encourage you, write stuff down and then just lay it before the Lord and say, God, these are the things that I sense in my heart that you are asking me to do. Now, a lot of these might be things that you're like, I have no idea how these are ever going to be accomplished. But Lord, these are just the dreams and desires I have. Now, I do want to tell you to, when it's appropriate, when you see an opportunity or you sense the Lord asking you to take some action, take some action. So for example, where one of these that says buy businesses and sell businesses, well, one very, very practical thing that you could do is take a course on that. Go read a book about buying a business or selling business. Educate yourself. Talk to people about some of these things. If you find a mentor in these areas, if there's somebody that you follow that is, you know, has a course or a program about buying or selling businesses, follow them, read their stuff, get into their programs, do coaching, whatever it is. There, if you have these dreams and desires in your heart, it's not in my mind. I at least want to try to do something to move that direction. So it could be very simply like just getting more information. What would that even look like? I believe that God does place things in our heart, but also we have a mind, a brain that we can use to determine what path might be a best way to go. Just start down that road, start knocking on some doors. Some of these goals, those dreams and desires that you have might be things you're going, I have no clue, God, how this is going to happen, but just start taking some type of action. Talk to somebody, read a book, take a course, look for stuff online. You know, one example that took me down a path that I'm still on is back in 2016, I was wondering, how could I use business as mission? I literally typed in something on Google related to using business for mission. And so I found there's a whole movement called Business as Mission, a whole, you know, group of people and a BAM community. And now I'm, you know, fairly well connected in many of these communities. And there's all these organizations doing a lot of these different same things. And I've been talking to people. I've had lunch with people. I've had Zoom calls with people just to learn about what are they doing and how can I be helpful. As you engage with people, you'll start to get some direction. Like I've said this many times, but with action comes clarity. So what this very practically looks like is with the whole business's mission thing that I've, you know, embarked on over since 2016, I've had conversations with many organizations that are doing some really, really great things. And it comes down to where, you know, you might have one call with one organization, like, this is really cool what you're doing, but you don't just sense that that's the one for you because, you know, if you're in an area where there's lots of different types of people doing the exact same thing, let's say, for example, you're looking for help on buying and selling businesses, there might be multiple books, multiple courses, multiple mentors. Why don't you just test them all out, like ones that might appeal to you, and you'll quickly learn like which one is, that's my person, these are my people. So just start exploring. As Dan Miller would say, is follow your curiosities. So if you have something, a dream, a desire in your heart, all to say is don't let it just stay as a dream. There might be some things, guys, where you have no clue even what action to take, and that's okay. But for the ones that you feel like, you know, there is something I can do on this one, take some type of action. Explore your curiosity in that arena, and God will open the doors. He will bring the right people along to you. He will just cause you to bump into those right opportunities as you're taking some action. And so what's really cool with happened with me in the last few weeks is that I actually got connected to a guy that has a company that I'm actually going to be doing some contract work with, essentially coming on board his team and helping him with a lot of different clients that he has. And what's really cool about this is that almost every single one of these things that I wrote down in my journal, I can see how through this one connection, I will be able to fulfill all of them. Now, I don't know if they will all be fulfilled in this through this one opportunity, through this one company, through this one connection, but just some of the clients that we're going to be working with are in the kingdom space. We're going to be helping people launch businesses, helping ministries. Met with a nonprofit today on how to use a business model to help them grow. And if you know me at all, I love helping people expand and grow. I love thinking about new business models. And so it's perfectly aligned with almost everything that I have written down here weeks before I even had a, excuse me, weeks before I even had a conversation with this gentleman. And so I can just see how God has been preparing me all this time over the last 15 years of learning business, of building online communities, even e-commerce. I can bring that to the table. It's just preparing me for, you know, doing what I'm called to do in this next season. And so I just wanted to share that with you, that I'm entering a new season to where I'll be working with a lot of kingdom businesses and ministries. And that excites me because it allows me to use my business skills and experience in this kingdom space. And so I want to encourage you in that, just God sees you where you are. He's placed those dreams and desires in you for a reason. Trust him to bring the right people, the right opportunities to you. Write stuff down and lay it before him and just say simply this: God, these are the things that I feel like you've called me to do. I want to do these things, but I don't even know where to start. Give me wisdom. Go back to Ephesians 1:8, where it says, this superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. To say, God, I need wisdom. I need practical understanding in regard to these things that I feel like you've laid on my heart to do, but I'm not sure even where to start. And where you get direction, where you start to think of some ways to take some action, take that action, take that small action, and just explore those things. And God will open up the right doors. He'll bring the right people along to you. And so just want to encourage you with that. And especially for those of you, I've said this on other episodes before, like one of the things I really feel called to do is to help kingdom-minded people who have a dream and desire, to help them do that, to, you know, support you in some way. And some of the practical things that that might look like is, do you need help writing a book? Do you need help with a podcast? Do you need help creating a course? Do you want to create a membership site? Do you want to go do any coaching? Do you want to build an online, any type of online business? Do you just need help, you know, unpacking what those, some of those dreams and desires are? I really feel like I can help. So feel free to email me, ryan@ryanrieger.com. I'd be happy to jump on a call and explore that. But I just want to help kingdom-minded people unleash the potential that they have within them. And I just feel like that's one of the things that God's called me to do. But just wanted to give you encouragement, guys, that, you know, God sees you. He's got an awesome plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. And just lean into that. Just trust him. Trust that he is going to open up those right doors. Just stay in faith. If he's got a dream that he's placed in your heart, don't give up on that dream. Don't put it on the shelf unless he's told you to. Start taking some action on him. As you sense the Holy Spirit leading you, take action. Start knocking on some doors. Start talking to some people. Start just doing something related to the dreams that are on your heart, and he will open up those doors, guys. So feel free to reach out to me. I want to hear from you. I want to know how I can serve you. That's why I do this podcast. You think about it, like before I had the Legend Group, I was pointing people to. Now it's like, you know, as far as monetary reasons, I'm not promoting stuff. I do this because I want to serve you. I want to know how I can, you know, support you in what God has called you to do. So if I can serve you in any way, please reach out to me. I want to help. So God bless. See you next week.
Bye-bye, everyone. See you next week.